going through all kinds of things. Want to, you know, encourage you to send us an email if you'd like. Anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And we'll get to as many emails as we possibly can. A lot of recorded calls this week as well that we'll try to tackle. But right now, we are very happy to be joined by Monique Allen, who is the founder and creative director of the Garden Continuum, an award-winning landscape design, build, and fine gardening company. She has 35 years experience as a gardener, designer, contractor, and business owner. I think she's about to get the hang of this gardening thing. Monique, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah, I'm starting to get the hang of it.
Well, I tell you, very interesting concept on your book. First of all, tell us a little bit of the overview of the book. I know you're very excited about it and getting a lot of great press about the book. Tell our listeners about it a bit.
Well, I'll tell you, landscaping really is my life. So it's kind of weird that I wrote a book with the first two words of the title saying, "Stop Landscaping." But what was happening for me is that, and I think for a lot of people, is that the industry has exploded. It's huge. And so it was getting kind of commoditized. It was going really fast, and people were kind of thinking of it as a thing, you know, kind of like their kitchen counter and their appliances. But the problem is it doesn't work that way, right? It's living, it's actively moving and changing with the seasons. And so I realized that we had to think about it a little bit differently. And so I wanted to put the way I think about a landscape into sort of a codified book that would be just make it available to anybody who wanted to be in their yard or even people doing it as a business so they could really think about how to invest in their land in a way that really gave back to them.
Well, certainly garden enthusiasts and those that really spend a lot of time out in their yard, they're pretty passionate about it. And, you know, so many times, and that means they seek a lot of information. And, you know, there's so many challenges out there. You're going along good, everything's great, and a month later, all of a sudden, something's happening. So that, you know, that information, and, you know, of course, the internet provides a lot of information, but there's so many things out there now that are contradictory. So you read this, okay, I got it. Oh. No, this contradicts. Uh-oh, what do I do? It's really hard to find that one source that can answer all of your questions that you have about your yard.
There really is a lot out there, and probably one of the things that's difficult is that even though the concept of developing a landscape is mobile, right? It can be anywhere. This book is mobile. The concepts with it can be read in any country. My blog now is all over the world, which is so much fun when I get to talk to people like from South Africa. But I can't tell somebody from South Africa what to do with plants particularly, or like an insect. I can't really speak to their weather. So we have to combine our resources so that we've got resources that can go anywhere, like this book, but then also connect with things like your land grant university, let's say, where I am in Massachusetts. We can connect with UMass to get really, really good pointed information about our area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And Monique, that leads me to think of extension services, which I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with that, because gardening and landscaping, as you mentioned, you know, it is pretty specific to where you live. And so it's hard to give general rules that apply to everyone, but extension services from universities and in each individual state usually has really good information as well that, you know, can give you a little more detail on when to plant or what to plant, right?
Exactly. And, you know, like I'll just speak to UMass because, you know, I'm in Massachusetts, but it's wonderful. So when we have an issue, like when we had the issue of winter moth came up and it hit kind of hard and people just didn't know what to do with it. And now it's receding, which is fabulous.
Right.
But you know, things change and you can pop onto UMass Extension and you can look up a bug, you can look up a weed. You can ask a specific question about soil or about soil testing and get the best information. That's actually really, it's actionable, which is the best thing for a gardener, right?
Exactly. And I recently had a great encounter with a county extension service where I actually had a soil test done four different areas of my new yard. And then I got back at the report and I went, oh, Okay, well, I can understand about 10% of this. But when I got the I got the guy on the phone and he broke it all down and explained it, it was like, man, what? I just felt empowered by that because I knew exactly scientifically what I needed to do to make it all work. Well, Monique, I tell you, it's great that to have you on the show. We'd certainly like to have you back again, maybe do some podcasting with you and so forth. But tell our listeners how they can get a hold of your brand new book, Stop Landscaping and Start Lifescaping.
So the book is on pre-order right now. It goes live on the 23rd. So you can pop on Amazon if you're somebody who wants to support local bookstores, local booksellers. You can pop onto indiebound.org. And then you can go to my website, and everything is there.
Absolutely. Give us that website real quick, Monique.
It is thegardencontinuum.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We can always talk about the lawn and garden and a lot of different tips. We'll absolutely have you back as soon as we can.
Awesome. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Joe.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Absolutely.
Bye.
It really, makes you think about it, even though different parts of the country, the show's all over the country. And, in the South, of course, we're getting closer and closer to that springtime. Up north, it's a little bit more to go, but still, there's so many things that you still can do right now in starting seeds, starting a lot of different things like that. And there's a lot of information about all of that at todayshomeowner.com.